Uso Bazooka auf Lux FM und ihr Stückchen I Got You, das noch vom Debütalbum stammt, das wir hier vor einiger Zeit auch schon mal vorgestellt hatten. Jetzt sind sie zurück mit neuer Musik und am Freitag werden sie eben jene vorstellen im Badehaus. Bei mir im Studio sind Uri Brauner und der Gitarrist Adam Schäfflern. Wir quatschen ein bisschen über die Stadt Tel Aviv als Inspirationsquelle für den Sound der Formation. Wir finden heraus, wie sich die Produktion der zweiten LP von der des Debüts unterschied. Und wir sprechen natürlich auch nochmal über die Vorteile eines eigenen Studios mit den beiden, mit Uri und Adam. Hello to the both of you. Welcome.
Hallo.
Hi, hi.
Oh. Hey, how are you doing today?
We're good.
That was the headphone. I was just a bit confused nowadays. How are you doing? Where are you coming from today, actually?
Coming yesterday from Tel Aviv.
Okay, cool.
But now we're already in Berlin, yeah.
Cool. So you have a few days off to spend in Berlin? Do you have some special plans for the next few days?
Radio shows, TV.
Okay, cool. Yeah. TV as well.
Yeah.
Wow.
Web television.
Okay.
not national TV or anything like that. Not yet.
I mean, web television is kind of like the new national television, isn't it?
Yeah. We hope.
Yeah.
It's international. That's the difference. Yeah.
Totally true. So, congratulations on your second LP, Simum, or Simum, I don't know.
Simum.
Simum is the way it's pronounced.
Yeah.
It's a wind.
It's happening. Yeah, it's the wind.
It's a wind that's happening in the Middle East. But it's been recorded. This new album has been recorded at your very own studio.
That's true.
This time in Tel Aviv. And I've read that you did compose most of the songs for the first album on your own. Some of them in a hotel room in Prague while you were touring with another band.
That's true.
I wanted to know if you incorporated the guys from the band when working on this album a little bit more, or did you compose all the songs on your own and then ask the band to join in when recording these songs?
Actually, I composed them, but then we rehearsed them and arranged them together. We've been rehearsing.
Okay, cool.
For a long time before recording the album.
So you did build up the songs on your own again, working with different layers and trying out different ways of playing.
No, just music and lyrics. Yeah. That's it. And then.
Oh, okay, cool.
And then we rehearsed and arranged it.
Okay, cool. So the band did have an influence on the new songs.
Of course.
Cool. There's an Israeli saying, a common Israeli saying that goes, Haifa works, Jerusalem prays, and Tel Aviv plays. Right?
Oh,
you know
really?
That?
Haven't heard it.
That's common.
Yeah.
Again?
It's a
Haifa.
Haifa works. Jerusalem prays, and Tel Aviv plays.
Wow.
It makes sense.
That. Yeah.
I don't know how you say it in Hebrew, but I really think it's a.
Have you ever heard it?
It's a common Israeli saying.
Haifa Vedet, Yerushalayim Mitpalelet, Tel Aviv Mesacheket, plays.
Plays as playing an instrument or playing a game?
I don't know. It's like, I think it's like to not take things too seriously, maybe to party a lot as well. I think it's
as
a.
As well. But we work.
Yeah. But what I wanted to know is, do you think Tel Aviv plays a major role for this band as a city? Because, I mean, there's different cultural influences on your record. One can hear them when one's listening to your music. I really think that Tel Aviv plays a major role when it comes to your music and is a big influence on you as a musician.
Tel Aviv as a city, it makes our lives harder, much harder than you can believe living in Tel Aviv. So it definitely plays this role and influences our music. Part of that, there's Jaffa, which is right near to Tel Aviv. Actually, that's where I live.
Yeah.
And there's the Mediterranean Sea. And there are some really amazing people.
Yes.
Lots of culture, music.
But at the same time, it's a city that's constantly under a threat, kind of, right?
Threat? Tel Aviv? No, not really.
Not really?
Not really. The main threat is like the municipality and the government.
Yeah.
That's the main threat.
So would you think that Uso Bazooka would have existed if you guys met in Jerusalem or in Haifa maybe? Or is it a Tel Aviv thing, the
actually,
band?
Adam and I met in Givatayim. That's where we went to high school together.
Okay, that's a smaller city.
Smaller city next to Tel Aviv.
Uh-huh.
I was not born in Tel Aviv. Adam is from Tel Aviv, and actually Ira and Dani, the other two band members, are born and raised in Tel Aviv.
I'm so lucky that I've told you about a common Israeli saying that you both didn't know.
I wonder how common
it is. It exists,
maybe it's
though.
Common like Israel is in Berlin.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's possible. But I've talked to Terry Poison a few years ago. You know them?
Yeah.
They're from Tel Aviv, and they knew about that saying. Okay. So it's a bit common.
They're much smarter than us.
maybe that might be a reason. You've worked in your own studio for this LP. How important was that for the record? Because I think, especially nowadays, where you don't get too much money out of the music business anymore, it might be important to work on your own studio and not spend hundreds of dollars for each day working in a foreign rented space.
And then the recording studios are losing their money. But yeah, we had our own studio for this, for rehearsing and recording for the last year and a half.
Uh-huh.
And it was very helpful because we can come and go whenever we want. We can make long breaks. You know, when there was some really good food around in the neighborhoods of the studio.
So that sounds nice to me. Before we talk a bit more and before we listen to a live performance, I hope that it's going to happen. We're still checking out the sound. But before we talk a bit more, let's listen to a song off of the new record. Hier sind Uzo Bazooka und ihr Stückchen Dogfight vom Album Simoon. Uzo Bazooka mit Dog Fight, 15 Uhr und 23 Minuten, hört die Morning Show am Nachmittag auf Flux FM. Uri und Adam sind immer noch bei mir im Studio 2 aus der Band Uzo Bazooka. Am Freitag spielen sie im Badehaus und stellen dort nochmal ihre neue LP Simoon vor. Und aus der werden wir jetzt auch gleich noch ein Live-Stückchen hören. Vorher will ich aber nochmal ein paar Sachen erfahren. You, Uri, brought a mixture of pedals with you. I mean, you're a guitarist, yeah, obviously. That's part of your job. But I've read that some of those pedals are actually bought by your father has bought them for you on a flea market.
I don't take it on tour, these specific pedals.
Ah, no, it's too expensive and too expensive, seldom, right?
Yeah, exactly. But this one I build myself. It's like just clones of those that I
cool.
Like. Yeah.
So you build your own pedals as well?
Kind of, yeah.
Cool. A circuit bender.
A handyman.
Uri is a handyman and a circuit bender.
How do you say a handyman in German?
Handy.
Was sagst du?
Handwerker.
Ein Handwerker.
Handwerker.
Ein Handwerker, ja. And a circuit bender as well.
Handwerker.
Yeah, you put that nicely. But it's cool that your father has shaped the sound of the new record by bringing some equipment into the studio.
Fuzz pedals from the flea market in Jaffa.
Yeah, from the 70s.
From the 70s.
Really rare fucking fuzz pedals.
Yeah.
And he just phoned you and like, yeah, I found some fuzz pedals. Are you interested? And you were like, what? Bring them now.
Exactly.
I love them.
Yeah.
Father, you're the greatest.
The most amazing bargain. Yeah. Ever made in Jaffa flea market.
That's cool. And your parents kind of influenced the sound that you're in love with by listening to Greek music as well when you were a kid. Because I've read that.
Wow, good research.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know that you were into Nirvana and into Hendrix and stuff just by your own choice. But some of the more oriental scales that you're using as a guitarist, they're from listening to Greek music with your parents, right?
Yeah, kind of. It was like when I was really young, my parents were in dance group. They danced to Balkan music and Greek music. Mm. And I actually never paid attention to that. But when I was older, I went over their cassettes.
Cool.
And realized what I missed when I was a kid.
Me and Uri were deeply into blues, and we had two separate bands. I was leading one, he was leading, and we were in competition of who was playing like the cream songs and the who was doing it better.
Uh-huh. And we had the same bass and drums player.
And because I won and I was so much better, Uri started doing oriental scales, which now he is much better at.
Yeah. I couldn't keep up with Adam's blues.
So playing. I'm still stuck in the blues phase and he's developed on.
but you, are you a bass player or do in the other band, or do you play the guitar as well in the other band?
What other band?
The band that you just mentioned.
Your power trio high school.
Oh, my high school. They're all dead now.
that's sad.
No, I play guitar with the Kutiman Orchestra, and here I play bass, and I'm
working on both of them.
Okay, because I was thinking about oriental scales, and they're much harder to play on the bass than on the guitar, I think.
Yeah, so it's better not to play it on the bass.
No, it sounds a bit crazy. Yeah, but I love the mixture in your songs with the bluesy sounds and then the oriental scales on top of it. It's something that has worked in the 70s, and it's still working for me. I still love that. Another thing that I found out is that it's interesting to me because I used to want to be a skateboarder too. You wanted to be a pro skater when you were a kid as well. Do you still skate around a little bit from here to there?
Just a little bit. I'm kind of afraid.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. But I still feel a certain relief when I skate from point A to point B. I don't do tricks anymore. I'm just rolling through the city, and there's a breeze in my hair, and I go like, skateboarding is still a thing for me. I'm 41 now, but who the fuck cares, you know?
Yeah.
Do you do that as well sometimes?
Not really. I'm really afraid. But I can still pull out an impossible. I can still do that.
Impossible,
Cool.
I
will show you a video later, taken like a half year ago near my studio.
Sounds good to me. Yeah. Okay, so let's listen to a little live performance that you've prepared for us. Which song are we going to listen to?
When She's Away.
When She's Away. That's off on a new record.
Yeah.
Simum. I'm sorry for pronouncing it wrong all the time. I'm so sorry, Uri. Ja, also nochmal Uso Bazooka live auf Flux FM. Im Anschluss an die Performance verlosen wir Tickets für die Show am Freitag.
keep on trying to live my life when it feels like dying. There's no use to sit and wait, I'm going mad when she's away.
Yeah.
Yeah, Uso Bazooka live auf Lux FM. Thank you guys for that little performance.
Vielen Dank, vielen Dank.
Am Freitag spielt die Band im Badehaus und wir verlosen schon heute Tickets für eben jene Show unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück und wer durchkommt, der steht auf der Gästeliste für Uso Bazooka aus Tel Aviv am Freitag im Badehaus. Thank you again for coming.
Dankeschön.
What are your plans for the next few days? Few more radio interviews.
Lots of burgers and interviews.
Burgers and interviews.
Burgers, beers and interviews. BBI.
That sounds like a plan, actually. I want to thank you for visiting. Please come back the next time when you visit Berlin with the full band.
We'll be here in the summer again. You can check out for more tour dates in Germany through our Facebook page.
Yes.
Lots of them, actually.
Uso Bazooka wird auf Facebook. Yeah. It's easy to find there, right?
Yeah,
written with a double O in the bazooka.
Yeah, and OU in the beginning.
Yeah. In the Greek part of the band name. So I want to wish you the best of luck for Friday's show.
Thank you so much.
And I hope I'll see you again soon. We'll organize some XLR cables.
We'll be happy.
And you'll bring the full band next time. That would be cool.
For sure.
Yeah. With the drummer and stuff. I imagine the drums all the time while listening to you guys. Like, thank you. So best of luck for Friday's show. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.